Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 14th day of Cheshvan here in the United States, and Yom Chamishi, the 15th day of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, that the seven Kedoshim whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza be returned for proper burial without delay. Hamasa announced earlier today that at 9 o'clock in Israel, they will be handing over another body to the Red Cross. We certainly hope that it is one of the seven and that soon, today, all are returned for a proper burial in Israel. I wish a refuah shleima for Yitzchak David and Bela, Yaakov Tzvi and Leah, Midei, and all in need of a refuah shleima. Throughout the Shloshim period, the OU Daily Call is dedicated Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Moshe Howard Zatzal, our beloved Executive Vice President, whose wisdom, warmth, and leadership continue to inspire us. Each day as we gather to recite Tehillim and to share words of Chizuk, we do so in the spirit of Rabbi Hauer's lifelong mission to bring Torah, Tefillah, and care for Klal Yisrael into our every moment. May the words of our Tefillos, of our prayers, be a chus, be a merit for his neshama, and a source of comfort for all who mourn his loss. On behalf of EOU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ilan Feldman of Congregation Beth Jacob in Atlanta, Georgia, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, as well as some thoughts and reflections on his relationship with Rabbi Howard Zatzal. Following Rabbi Feldman's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Will be followed by Achinu, recited in both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach, for our dear, special, and brave Chayalim, and finally Rabbi Feldman will conclude with the Mishaberach Cholim, giving us about a 30-second pause so that each of us can insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and it truly is an honor to be included in this community of tefillah, a community really of prayer that's been created over the past couple years. And although the needs may change a little bit, the fact is that we are, as a tzibur, in great need of all kinds of yeshuas and all kinds of spiritual and physical redemptions. And it's a beautiful thing that people get together and have created really a community of tefillah. The merit of a tzibur davening together on a regular basis is infinitely greater than the same numbers of individuals davening on their own. And may Hashem indeed hear our tefillahs, and may the schus of the rabbim of the community itself add to the power of the tefillah, and may we continue to see Hashem's response in miraculous and even in natural ways as well. It is my honor to be participating in this call during the Shloshim period for my good friend and colleague and leader, Rabbi Moshe Howard Zichrono Livracha. I would say that I had a unique relationship with him in that, well, first of all, let me acknowledge everybody who had a relationship with Rabbi Howard felt that they had a unique relationship. That was one of his unbelievable strengths. But the unique relationship I had was factual, and it wasn't just my perception. It wasn't even anything that he created, in that we both shared a Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Yaakov Weinberg, who was Rabbi Howard's Rebbe, and who I was zocha to have as my Rebbe before he became my father-in-law. And Rabbi Hauer and I always connected over and about the teachings of our Rebbe. And it was really something to see Rabbi Hauer incorporate the essence of his Rebbe into his daily existence. So much has been written and said about Rabbi Hauer over the past couple of weeks since his Patira. I don't think I can add much more to that, but I would say amplify on a couple of things that have been said through the prism, through the understanding that Rabbi Hauer saw himself as a disciple of Rav Shmuel Yaakov Weinberg. One is the emphasis on the achrayus, the personal responsibility that Rabbi Hauer took for the well-being of others and for the causes that came to his attention. This is a theme that permeated the teachings of Rav Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And when Rabbi Hauer shared with me several years ago that he was leaving his position in Baltimore, which was known then already to be a highly effective rabbinate, and which had really transformed his shul and meant a huge difference to hundreds of individuals in his community. When he informed me that he was leaving for the OU, I saw this literally as the embodiment of the teachings of our Rebbe, because there's no way in the world that Rabbi Hauer was going to simply leave his kehila unless he felt that at the end of the day, Kvod Shamayim would be enhanced by his providing leadership to the Orthodox Union. And that is a pretty tall order, given what he was already doing in Baltimore in his in Bnei Zion. So this, to me, was an example of just the willingness to shoulder achrayus and take responsibility for the well-being of Klal Yisrael. Not to mention that when one is successful as a shul rav, to abandon that formula and move into an entirely different setting that requires a different skill set. It might require the same characteristics, the same character traits, but a different skill set to be able to administer a huge and important organization like the OU. It takes a lot of courage to be able to abandon what one is doing so well and move into an entirely different venue and setting. And he did that, I believe, because he knew, and he taught this, I heard him teach this, that when you accept achrayus, you have siyata dishmaya, you have help from above. And there's no question in my mind that he took this both in keeping with the teaching that he got from Rav Weinberg about the intense desire and need to serve the Klal as Hashem's people, as well as his belief that Hashem would help him be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in his new role leading the Orthodox Union. The other thing that I saw in Rabbi Hauer that reflected the teachings of our Rebbe was the fact that he was not wedded to any dogma. Whatever worked in Avodas Hashem, whatever worked for Kvod Shamayim is what he was willing to do. He did not allow himself to be pigeonholed in any particular framework. He was clearly a Yirei Shamayim, a God-fearing person, clearly a servant of Hashem, clearly someone who worked on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever it took, and whatever framework would allow him to make a difference, he'd be there. So he refused to be play into any particular dogmatic framework that would limit his ability to make a difference to Jews all over the world. Beyond the particular characteristics of Rabbi Hauer, I would just say this, and I think this point has not been emphasized. Perhaps because of the way we related to each other through our Rebbe, I can say this. The fact that he was a Talmud, period, that Rabbi Hauer saw himself always as a Talmud, as a disciple, a man of his capacity, a man of his maturity, a man of his wisdom, a man of his charm, a man of his depth of knowledge of Torah, He always saw himself as somebody needing, wanting a Rebbe and having a Rebbe, which means that in no way does having a mentor or a guide or an advisor, a true north, does that in any way diminish a person, just the opposite. It enhances a person. And this is something that we particularly want to have for our children. If we want our children to be successful as growing Jews, we want them to have a relationship with somebody that they can call their Rebbe. And that, I think, is something that Rabbi Hauer teaches us all by the way he was. Even when Rabbi Weinberg passed away, Rabbi Hauer went and sought out others as his Rebbe who would be able to continue in the vein of the teaching that he received from Rabbi Weinberg. So with that, let's daven together. And Mitzvah Hashem, our davening should be a schus for Rabbi Hauer's neshama, and he should be a melech yosher for all of Klal Yisrael that he loves so much. We'll begin with Tehillim Chaf, chapter 20, and I'll recite it a little bit slower than perhaps what we're used to so that we can all join in together. So please recite with me. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancho Hashem, let me say it again, Yancho Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchasecha, Ve'olascha Yidashne Sela, Yitein Lecha Chil Vavecha, V'chol Atzascha Yimalei, Neran Nabi Shuasecha, Uveshem Eloheinu Nidgo, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalasecha, Ato Yodati, Ki Hashia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'aneu Mishmei Kodesho, V'gvuros Yesha Yamino. Eile V'rechev Ve'eile Basusim, Ba'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Koru V'nafalu, Ba'anachnu Kamnu V'nisadad, Adonai Hashia, Hamelech Ya'aneinu, V'yom Karenu. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121, Shir Lama'alos, Esa'inai El Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. Al Yitain Lamad Raglecha, Al Yonum Shamrecha, Hinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shamrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yareach Barloila, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikol Ra, Yishmar Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmar Tzeitcha Uvo'echa, Me'ata V'ad Olam. And Kuf Lamed, 130, Shir HaMa'alos, Imam Akim Krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shim Avakoli, Tehiyena Aznecha Kashuvos, L'kol Tachanunai, Im Avanos Tishmar Yah, Adonai Miyamod, Ki Imcha Haslicha, L'man Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi, V'lidvaro Hocholti, Nafshi L'Adonai, Mishamrim L'Boker, Shemrim LaBoker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai HaChesed, Rabbein Mo Fidus, Behu Yivde Es Yisrael, Mikol Avanasav. Or recite the Achenu, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanasunim, Betzara Uveshivya, Omdim Bein Bayam Bein Bayavasha, Amakam Yerachem Aleihem, Yotzieim Mitzara Lirvacha, Umeafela Leora, Umishibud Ligula, Ashtab Agalov Isman Kariv, and Omar Amen. And in English, as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. And please join me in the Mishaberach for Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kachos HaBitachon Omdim Al Mishmar Atzenu V'Arei Eloheinu Megvul Halvanan V'Ad Midbar HaMitzrayim U'Min Hayam HaGadol Ad Levah HaArava V'Vachol Mekom Shehem V'Yabasha B'Avir V'Yam Yitein Adonai Yosevenu HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim Lefneihem Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzilas Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Zukah Mikol Nega U'Machala V'Yishlach Berachah V'Hatzlachah B'Chol Ma'aseh Yideihem Yadberson Enu Tachtehem Vyatrema Chesu Yeshua Vatersi Sachon Vikuyam Bahem Hakasuv Ki Adunay Al Haichem Haholech Imachem Lihilachem Lachem Imay Vaichem Lahashiva Eschem Namar Amen. And the Mishaberach for the Cholim, and this includes the Tzuei Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, as well as other Cholim, for whom we desperately daven. Mishaberach Avosenu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Yivarech, Es HaCholim. Uvusalcham Tzuei Tzva Hagadah Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Achlimam Ularpam Achzikam Lachiyosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Rufuah Shleima Min HaShemayim V'cholei V'reihem V'lechol Gideim V'soch Sha'ar Chol Yisrael Rufuah HaNefesh Rufuah HaGuf Hashto Bagala Uvizman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Salman. Tremendous chutz for us to have you on the program. We look forward, please God, in your attempt to having you back in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination for the Tehillim call behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physics, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.